with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world since its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up an ox, beat front, no stream, done matter, start to clatter with fear, fight down, high flyer in a fire, represented seven games in a government for hire in a combat site. Left to us and coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team IT reporters, Babble Trump, Kevin Prop, look at that, no plane, fine, death, uh-oh, overflow, population common, do what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your own needs, listen to your heart, breathe.
It is the end of the world as we know it, but we feel fine here at the Birds and the Bird Football Podcast. Coronavirus or not, we're going to be bringing you a podcast every week still because we can do this in the safety of our homes. And joining me, as always, someone who, unlike coronavirus, is a dangerous thing to kids around the world, and that's Jason Fitzpatrick. What's up, dude?
Hey, man, I'm stocked up on my toilet paper and hand sanitizer. I'm ready to go.
You'll be able to wipe your ass for years. Way after this pandemic is gone. So, a lot of craziness going on in the world since the last time we had our podcast. Obviously, the world pandemic that is coronavirus, COVID-19, or whatever it's called, has basically shut everything down except for our jobs.
Yep.
So there's that.
We picked the worst professions.
Yeah. So everybody's home, hanging out, getting paid, free vacation, we are still logging the hours every day.
Yep.
So,
absolutely.
We're able to take a little break from the craziness and jump on here and have a little fun along with all that stuff that happened with the virus. Of course, was the NFL deciding not to postpone the start of their season.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also able to agree to a new collective bargaining agreement. So we will have football for the next 11 years at least.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 10-year contract. And then huge, including this year. Yeah. 11 years of football, man. So we got all kinds of news to get into on today's show. I believe we're going to start with the CBA. You want to talk about the CBA and what's going on there?
Yeah,
some
man.
New changes on this and that. I'll let you kind of get into that. I know you got some stuff pulled up on that. We'll go over what we like about it, what we don't like about it. Obviously, what we like about it is that there will not be any strikes or, you know, lockouts or anything like that. So, Jay, let us know about this new CBA.
Yeah, man. So I guess the first big thing that's coming out of this is starting next season, not this year, but next 2021, there will be 17 game seasons starting next.
Yes.
The other big note in that hasn't been talked about too much is it will also be a 3-game preseason.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah. I'm
always down for less preseason games.
Exactly.
More 17 game season, though, I don't think I like it.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that some years you'll have 9 home games and some years you won't. I don't know. It's just an odd number. It just seems weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess also because my entire life, the NFL has been 16 games.
And
I hate change. But I don't know, you know, the players didn't seem, that would seem to be the main sticking point on everybody who wanted to vote no on it. So I don't know. Not a huge fan of it as of right now, but, you know, I'm sure when the Eagles need that Week 17 game to get a playoff spot, I'll be all for it. What about you?
I'm selfish, so I like it.
You like it?
I'm
more
very
football?
Selfish. I want more football.
Jake could care less about CTE and how these guys die at early ages. He just
cares, you signed up
football.
For it. Yep. don't care.
They're getting paid pretty good, which is also a big part of this new CBA.
I don't care if you can't walk by the time you're 38. Give me my entertainment.
Give me more football.
So, speaking of more football, that leads right into the next one, extra playoff team. So
extra playoff
each,
team.
Yeah. So instead of 12, there will be 14 playoff teams, seven from each conference.
Only the one seed gets a bye now.
Yeah, so only one bye week or one bye team. That's it, top seed. And I honestly, with this, I like this too. Not even for the fact that we get more football. I just like it adds a wild card. An extra wild card game.
Yeah, I know we talked about this a little bit a few podcasts ago when it first came out. I'm not sure. I can't quite remember what I said. I think I was kind of. I think I was kind of like, you know what I mean? That's just kind of how I felt about it. But now I think I love it.
Yeah.
I think I dig the extra wild card game. It really puts a premium on getting the one seed. I think I'm going to enjoy that now. Obviously, extra football is always a good thing. Extra wild card spot. The Steelers would have benefited the most of this over the last 10 years.
So, of course,
you love it.
The past 10 years, yes, because they would have been in 8 years in a row. But last year, I wouldn't have want them in the playoffs because they would have won against the Chiefs with Devlin Hodges at the helm and got smoked.
Hey, you never know, man.
I do know. This I do know. I don't know much. That's a guarantee.
So those are the two biggest changes for fans, so to speak. Yes. A lot of the other big changes are more for the players.
Yeah. And so the clubs. Playoff thing starts this year, 2020.
Yeah. Yep.
17 game season next year, plus 14 teams in the playoffs 2020 this year. So a couple of the smaller things, roster sizes have increased, including practice squads. Yeah. So instead of 53 on your active, you're going to have 55 now, and practice squad goes from 12 to 14. This is a good move, like you just said, because of the extra game.
I don't know if it says in there. Is there because on game day you can only dress 46 now. Is there 48 on game day now? Does it say in there?
Does not specify in this article. That's something I can look up and have for you next week.
All right. Yeah, just wondering because you would think that they would give you a couple extra game day guys.
Yeah.
If somebody gets hurt or the extra game or whatnot. So, okay.
They should have an emergency goalie like the NHL does. You pour a guy out of stands.
There you go. That could be ugly. But
dude. Somebody could die.
Like the towel kid on Waterboy taking a slant.
The Michigan Wolverines tried their own towel boy this weekend.
Oh, Jesus. All right. What else is on there?
So I think this is the biggest thing for the players is they are now getting 48% of the revenue share, that's just massive for them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the most by any major sport.
Yeah.
I think that's the most, shared revenue by any major sport. So that's good. Hey, good for the players. I know a lot of people didn't want to vote for this, but it seems like it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll start in 2021, and then it can go up to 48.5% over the life of the CBA. So it just depends on how much the NFL is bringing in, if that'll bump up for them. So I like it. They deserve it, you know? They deserve it. So
cool.
The next big thing is players will get raises and fewer fines. So basically, this is all math, so real quick. Yeah. 100,000 increase to 2020 rookies minimum, and another 50 increase in 2021, and then 45,000 per year after that.
Okay.
So the minimum for rookies has to go up a little bit. You get raises for practice squad players, and then a performance-based pool will be increased too for players. Decrease in fines, that's another big thing. Not real sure how this is going to work yet, but they're going to try to work with Goodell to get the amount dropped for each fine you get. So there's really no news on how they're going to do it.
Obviously, players will not be tested for smoking that weed.
That's the next one. Yes. So the NFL will no longer punish for positive marijuana tests. Now, this does not mean if you get caught with marijuana in a state where it's illegal.
This does not mean if you're Greg Robinson and you get pulled over with 200 pounds of marijuana in your trunk that you will be allowed to play in the NFL again.
Oh, it's such a great story. Yeah. So if you smoke.
Unreal.
And you test positive, they won't even test you probably. But if you get caught with it in a state that's illegal, that's on you. That's still a criminal act. So just don't be stupid. And then the last big thing is rookie contracts will increase for players who outplay their current contract. So somebody like...
Good, yeah. They get kind of more at the franchise tag number than the fifth-year option.
Yeah, so somebody like Patrick Mahomes, who is still on, or who is still on his rookie deal, he would get more money.
Yeah,
because I think, of how he played. So
yeah, and I think they if they use the fifth-year option on him, it would, like, because of how he played, it would bump up to, like, franchise tag levels instead of whatever the percentage is it goes up for the fifth-year option.
Okay. Yeah, all so that's the stuff. Biggest notes, from the CBA. I don't see anything in there I don't like. I really don't have an issue. The players are really – a lot of players are really upset with some of the money
players.
I
think it's the extra game. I don't know. I don't know what their deal is. They always seem like something to bitch about. Millionaires and billionaires bitching about stuff.
That's a good point. But it's like also at the same time, you should be happy that these rookies and these guys who aren't making that much got a bump.
Or how about, how about the guys, the average career in the NFL is like 2.5-3 years. Yeah. These guys are going to be making more money in that short period of time. Good for them.
Each player is getting an extra $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
Like from the first year of this. So I like it. I have no issues with any of that. So.
All right. Now let's get into a little bit of Eagles Steelers news here. Not much really going on with the Eagles today, so to speak. I know the Steelers made a few moves. Mm-hmm. Let me go over the Eagles stuff real quick, and I'll let you dive into what the Steelers did. The Eagles started off the legal tampering period with a huge signing. They got Hassan Ridgeway on a one-year deal, bringing him back. Our fourth defensive tackle is now back in the building for 2020. I'm so pumped. I can't wait. Yeah, that's about all they did today so far. No, nothing else. I still believe in Howie. There's going to be some moves made, but we'll go over kind of the rest of the stuff that went around the league. That's the only signing the Eagles made. And other than that, they decided not to put a tender on restricted free agent Corey Clement. So he is now a free agent. I could still see him coming back. That's something we discussed in the previous pod, but they did not put a tender on him. So he's free to check around the league. Other than that, not much else. Oh, I guess this week would have brought up during around the league, so I'll bring it up now. Big V, the Eagles' backup swing tackle for the past few years, started left tackle in the Super Bowl, got a huge contract with the Detroit Lions, 5 years, $50 million. I'm curious to see what the real numbers look like on that because Big V's good. He's a serviceable player, but I don't think he's $10 million a year type player. So I'm want to see what that contract really looks like when you get into the numbers. But, yeah, he won't be back with the Eagles. He got big money on the open market.
Yeah, so that's it shows you how weak the offensive line is out there, man. Because
Christ, Eric Flowers got $10 million a year from the Dolphins.
Yeah, I was going to say him and Conklin, the deals they just got. We'll get into that once we get
at least Conklin's around been the NFL. Good. Conklin's not that bad. Eric Flowers is a train wreck.
He has been, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's a terrible. All right, let me do the Steelers real quick.
All right, yeah, go ahead, and then we'll get into around the league.
We'll jump into trash in the rest of the league. So the big news for the Pittsburgh Steelers is they did what everyone expected them to do. They franchise tag outside linebacker, Bud Dupree. He is going to get a little over $15 million for 1 year now. They have until July 15th to sign him to a long-term deal. I mean, if that number if he doesn't want more than that number, there's a good chance they could get it done. But
yeah.
If he wants more than that, it's going to be tight.
Yeah, it's going to be – I mean, you got to see what happens with Clowney.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm pretty – how many sacks did Bud have last year?
What was it, 11 and a half?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's more than Clowney's ever had in one season in his career. Clowney wants $21 million a year.
Yeah, but Clowney murdered a running back in college, so.
So he's worth it.
Yeah, that's where he made his name.
So we'll see.
All right. So – before today started, we didn't talk about. Oh, so they released the salary cap for this year. It was expected to be $200 million. It's $198 million. So that put the Steelers at $4 million over the cap to start the day. Bud's $19
million. Yeah, they had to make some moves.
So, in order to get pretty close to where they need to be, they released Anthony Chickillo. I said they would. They released Mark Barron. I said they would. And they also released Johnny Holton. He's a sixth string, fifth string wide receiver. Surprised.
Yeah, we didn't get much
that.
Money from him. Yeah.
$220,000.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
So I think it's just, okay, let's get money where we can. I could see him being brought back for camp,
yeah.
Time for camp, or maybe after they free up enough money, but that was surprising. And then also Ramon Foster, who I thought would be a cap casualty, officially retired today from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that frees up another almost $4 million there. That's a huge loss for them. I didn't want to see him get cut, but I knew it was going to be necessary. They were trying to shop him around earlier today, but I don't think the market was there. And I don't think he wanted to play anywhere else.
Yeah, guess not, since he retired.
Yeah, so he retired. Steelers got about $15 million in cap today from the moves they made. So,
they're still in the hole.
Over. So,
what do you see them doing here?
I think Ben's going to get restructured. With the new CBA, instead of getting around $3 to $4 million from a restructure for him, they can get almost $10 million from a restructure.
Wow,
now,
okay.
So I could see them doing that, trying to get as much out of him as they can. Cam Hayward, I could see them trying to restructure or maybe even extend to free up a little bit money. And then they can always go back to David DeCastro like they do every year and try to free up money from him too. There will be a couple other releases. Vance McDonald, this is a guy I thought they would release. He came out today and said he's willing to restructure or redo his deal because if they pick up his option, he gets $5 million for this year. He said he's willing to redo that just to stay. I like that.
Okay.
If they give him like two or three for this year, I like it. So,
all right.
That'll free up a little bit more money. But other than that, I wouldn't expect anything big from the Steelers during this offseason.
Yeah, just no money there.
Yeah, there's just nothing they can do. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Is that all for them? All right. Well, then now let's get into this crazy shit of the day. I'm just going to kind of go through a list here, and then we're going to end it on the biggest news of the day so far.
Okay.
All right. Browns, this kind of relates to the Steelers, starts off in their division. The Browns started off the day by signing Austin Hooper, making him the highest paid tight end in NFL history. We'll go through these real quick. Say if you like it or don't. Jay, like that move or not?
For the Browns, it gives Baker another weapon. I mean,
gives
Austin
Baker
Hooper
another
pretty good
weapon. Austin Hooper's not worth the most money as a tight end, but that's what you get as a free agent. A little weird with Njoku still there. We'll see if he'll be shipped off later on. Right after that, I see here that Kirk Cousins was extended. Got a couple more years, some big time money. I have no issue with that. You know what I mean?
No.
It lowered his cap by like $10 million, I saw, so
yeah.
All right. We already kind of talked about the Dolphins paying Eric Flowers a shit ton of money. Pretty dumb move, I agree. Like he played guard last year. He moved from tackle to guard for the Redskins and he played better, but he was still one of the lowest rated players per Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
All right, keep moving on here. Arik Armstead signed a 5-year deal with the Niners for like $20 million a year.
Good signing.
Nick Kiwatowski, all my wanting and hoping he'd be an Eagle, did not happen. He signed with the Raiders. He got 20-something million. I think that's a good signing.
Oh, yeah.
There's rumors of Phillip Rivers talking to the Colts. I think everybody thinks that's going to happen. It seems to be the only team that's really after him.
Yeah.
So I would assume that Phillip Rivers will be a Colt by Wednesday.
Okay.
The Dolphins signed Shaq Lawson. I like that move by them.
I do too.
Yeah. Nice. Good, pass rusher there. Here's one I thought was really weird. The Falcons traded for Hayden Hurst. I gave up a second round pick.
Oof, I don't get that one at all.
I don't either. Hayden Hurst is like 30 something years old, isn't he? Or he's like 29 or something.
A second round pick.
Yeah. Just seems like a lot.
That's what I don't get. That just
seems.
What has he done? Like, he was hurt last year for them.
Yeah, well,
I don't get it.
Hey, good for Baltimore for fleecing the Falcons on that one. Yeah. Baltimore also fleeced the Jaguars by getting Calais Campbell for a fifth-round pick. So Baltimore is going to be tough again this year.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just looking at Pro Football Talk and going through their stuff. So
oh, I get it. Yeah.
Credit to Pro Football Talk here. A lot of drama around Stephon Diggs. Put out a lot of tweets how he wants to move. He says he needs a new beginning, this and that. He's like a teenage girl. I do not want the Eagles going after him. The Bears reached out to the Jaguars about Nick Foles, and they turned him down. That would be a big move. Seems to be the Bears are looking for a replacement for Trubisky.
Yeah, there's also rumors that they're looking at Andy Dalton, too.
Yeah. Not even a replacement, but I think they want to bring people in.
Competition.
To give, Trubisky competition.
Yeah.
Either way, not a good quarterback situation in Chicago. Rumors of Todd Gurley in a trade.
It could be on the move. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think would make a move for him?
Man, I'm looking at cap number-wise. That would make sense. The Colts have a lot of cap.
The Colts,
yeah.
I say Buccaneers.
The Bucks
for the Colts last year was really good.
Yeah, but for some reason,
Marlon Mack.
Mack, they just don't trust him.
Yeah,
like I don't know, but the Bucks is a good one too, especially with the rumors that they're the front runners right now to sign Tom Brady.
Yeah, so I can see the Bucks making that move. The only thing is Todd Gurley's knees are shot, and he will never be as good as he was before.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is another team that needs a running back.
Who's that? Steelers?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, that's true. Well, they got Kenyon Drake.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely. He looked pretty good last year. Yeah,
big deal for them last year.
Yeah.
And then I have the 49ers trading DeForest Buckner to the Colts for the 13th overall pick. This was one of the bigger moves of the day. DeForest Buckner is really good. I would have kept him over Reek Armstead, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot to give up. The 13th overall pick. I did read a little bit how they're focusing on getting the middle of their defense shored up, get a lot of pressure to compete with the Chiefs to get after Mahomes. Makes sense. If that's what you were looking for in the draft and you don't like anybody there, it's a good trade.
Yeah, I like the move for him. I mean, like you said, Armstead that they signed. I mean, look, if you can get a first-round pick for this guy,
yeah,
take it. I mean, I like it. I think it's a good move for them.
Yeah. All right. Another big move by the Browns was Jack Conklin agreeing to the terms. He's going to be their starting right tackle, I would assume. They're still probably in the market for a left tackle, possibly Jason Peters. Don't know yet. But that's a big signing by the Browns. He was really good his first 2 years, and then he kind of fell off after that. Which is why the Titans moved on from him. What do you think about that signing for the Browns?
I hate it.
You don't like it?
Yeah, because their offensive line was so bad last year. I don't like them shoring it up.
Yeah, it might be a little bit better this year.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. It's a smart. Everything starts in the trenches.
It's a great move for them. It'll give Baker a little bit more reassurance back air. Hopefully, he'll be able to look like rookie Baker than he did last year. So
yeah. Staying on the Browns, there was rumors of OBJ being involved in a trade, but then I also saw another report that said they are not looking to move him at this time. So basically, he'll be a Philadelphia Eagle by Wednesday, just to let everybody know. Also, one more Browns move for the day. They stayed busy. They went out and signed Case Keenum to, 3 years, $18 million to be the backup to Baker.
Was it three? Okay.
I think so. They gave him a pretty good... Pretty decent deal.
$18 million,
Not bad.
I'm shocked by that. Yeah, 3 years, $18 million, yeah.
I can't hate on it as a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I saw what a good backup can do. So I can't hate on that, especially you never know what you got with Baker Mayfield.
Look at the Browns winning free agency again.
Oh, yes. I'm going to pick them in my AFC championship again this year. God. All right. We talked about Big V. Getting a deal with the Lions, getting 5 years, $50 million.
Yep.
The Broncos signed Graham Glasgow. Don't even know who that is. I guess he's a guard.
he's a pretty good guard. That's a good move for them, especially with your
good
quarterback.
Move. Yeah, they need. Their line has been pretty bad the past couple years too. So they need to shore that up. Then the Tennessee Titans re-signed my favorite lesbian in the NFL, Dennis Kelly. He gets a 3-year deal. Listen, if you've never seen a picture of Dennis Kelly, Google that dude. He looks like a butch lesbian. And he's a starting tackle now for the they said he'll probably be the starting right tackle for the Titans. All right. Now we got two big moves here, kind of, and then we'll talk about the biggest move of the day and what I think about that and how you feel about that.
Okay.
These two moves are kind of directly related to the Eagles.
Yep.
The first one was the Giants agreeing to sign cornerback James Bradbury from the Panthers. They gave him $15 million a year. It's a big contract, but obviously that's a big-time position in need for Philadelphia, and he was one of the top corners on the market, and he goes to a division rival. I don't know how I feel about this one. He wasn't a guy I was particularly high on coming out. He never rated really high per PFF. But he held his own pretty well in a division with some of the best receivers in the league. This is a guy who was going against Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, and Evans from Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of good. I mean, that's 8 games a year where he's going against some of the best receivers in the league, and he held his own. I think it's a good pickup for the Giants. I think he's a little bit overpaid, but then again, you overpay for in free agency. So that was a tough one to see.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. 3 years, $45 million.
Yeah,
but they had a 63.5 passer rating when they threw at him on 76 targets. That's a great number. He played really well last year. It's a good move for them to shore up a little bit of that secondary.
Yeah.
So I like it, man. Unbiased, it's a good move for them.
The Giants got stronger today, and the Eagles did not. And I hate to see it. But on top of that, the Cowboys got weaker. This doesn't help the Eagles at all because they were in the mix. Everybody talked about it. I really thought he was going to be a guy they brought in. There was a lot of buzz around his name, and that was Byron Jones. He signed with the Miami Dolphins, though. I didn't see the official numbers yet. I haven't checked Twitter in a little bit.
I got him right here.
Let's hear it.
5 years.
Okay.
$82.5 million.
Jesus Christ.
And to make it when he got more than $94 million. Okay, so they have $94 million in cap space, the Dolphins.
Yeah, so they have money to blow.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave him 82.5 for 5 years.
I mean, wow. So, I mean, you're
for
looking
a guy
at,
who does not pick the ball off a lot.
I mean, you're looking at basically $17 million a year. He only has like two career interceptions.
Wow.
I wanted him to be an Eagle, but I'm also glad they didn't overpay for him.
Yeah.
The Eagles' cornerback situation is dire. But then again, you can fill multiple positions on the team with the cap number you would have had by just giving Byron Jones that contract. So
definitely.
I think it was smart for the Eagles to stay out of it. I think they'll now kind of look at maybe bringing Jalen Mills back. I think they'll look at the secondary corner market. You're looking at guys like Trey Waynes. You're looking at guys Trufant that just got cut by Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You might even see a Darius Slay move happen. There's still options out there for the Eagles to do something at the cornerback position.
Artie Burns.
I think, listen, my friend brought that up. I said I'd rather have our
go play corner.
Yeah, that's what I said. My longtime listener, my friend Ian, he's a friend of the pod. I said I'd rather have him starting at corner. So no. But yeah, there's going to be moves made still. It's not going to be the big names, obviously. Most of those guys are off the market now. There's Clowney still out there.
Brady.
Brady's, well, obviously Brady's still out there. I'm just trying to think of guys who the Eagles could potentially go after. I'm still hoping for a Yannick Ngakoue trade. Maybe.
Well, Chris Harris from the Broncos
is still out there. Yeah, he's I don't think they'll make there. A move for him because he's more of a slot guy. Okay. They need an outside receiver.
Yeah, I'm going over the list of
so we'll see. Do you,
right
but
now.
Before we get into the final thing, do you see the
Oh,
Steelers
Xavier
making,
Rhodes, too. Sorry.
Man, he's kind of washed up, though.
I get it.
Do you see the Steelers making any moves in free agency?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably okay. not. And I mean, unless they really get rid of somebody huge, I don't see it happening.
Amari Cooper's still out there.
I was going to – I wanted Anderson. To do the final trade, and then we'll go over to tags and then look at some of the free agents.
You want me to go – all right. This is – was the most baffling, idiotic
– I love it, dude. I love it.
Ridiculous shit I have seen in a long time in the NFL. Bill O'Brien – if I'm a Texans fan – all right, for everybody, I'm sure everybody knows if you're listening to this. Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins, literally one of the top three, maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL, for a fucking washed up running back on a giant contract who's averaged less than 4 yards per carry in his career. David Johnson and a second round pick went to Houston for DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth round pick. I don't even know what to think about that. If I'm a Texans fan, I am driving to the facility. I am dragging Bill O'Brien out, and I'm stoning him to death in the middle of Houston because that is just terrible.
It's one of the worst trades I've ever seen, man. Arizona.
Oh,
this might be the best trade.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could ever do.
Steve Keim or whatever he's. Living it up right now.
He's thinking
Bill O'Brien has to be the dumbest human being. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry, and then I'll let you go.
No, go,
Bill
dude,
O'Brien
go.
In the past year has traded DeAndre Hopkins and Jadeveon Clowney. Mm-hmm. And do you know how many first round picks they have in the next 2 years?
No.
None. They didn't get any first-round picks back for that. In fact, they traded away all their first-round picks to Laremy Tunzel, who's a free agent, who they don't even know if they're going to re-sign him.
Yep. Yep. Dude, it's so great.
What the hell is going on? And listen, when this first happened, I was super upset. I was like, oh, my God, Howie Roseman, what are you doing? I would have given up a first for DeAndre Hopkins. Just – get the deal done. But the more I think about it, I guarantee Bill O'Brien's dumbass probably didn't even call anybody else. He probably wanted what's his face, the running back,
David Johnson.
He probably wanted David Johnson and probably called Arizona and was like, hey, I really want David Johnson. And they were probably like, all right, yeah, give us DeAndre Hopkins. And he was probably like, okay, let's do the deal. And they were probably like, what?
Like, we'll throw in a second round pick. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, rah. Like, I don't even think he called around because you cannot tell me that there weren't teams out there that were willing to give up at least a first round pick for him.
Yes, yes. And Arizona said they wanted to move on from David Johnson.
Literally, they wanted to get rid of his cap number, and the Houston took his entire contract on.
The whole thing.
Oh, my God.
They gave up a second-round pick for Deion, one of the most explosive receivers in the league. They gave up a second-round pick.
Dude, if you could see my face right now.
I don't get – this is why –
Bill O'Brien should be stoned to death in the middle of Houston. Literally every person who's a Houston Texans fan should be able to throw a rock at Bill O'Brien until he is dead.
Yes, you went through this for a couple years. This is why you don't give head coaches the power.
Literally,
to do this
he's
stuff.
Chip Kelly times a
yes.
million.
He has ruined that team.
Oh my God. I don't know how the owner of that franchise has not fired this man already. It blows my mind. Like I said, I was upset earlier, but I honestly, in my heart, don't believe that he even called around to see what else he could get. I think he literally wanted David Johnson and made a deal with Arizona.
Look, don't get me wrong. David Johnson, when a couple years ago, was a great running back. But now,
he can't
stay healthy. He can't
but
get on the field.
Running backs aren't his. Yes. I'm pretty sure his number was like $15 million this
it's
year or
huge,
something.
Huge cap hit. If I can find that, I will let you know. But that's insane to me.
For literally the best. I know this is stupid because Madden sucks, but he was a 99 overall player on Madden, the only receiver.
Yeah.
right. That's all I have to say about that.
It's just Bill O'Brien is just terrible.
Just the absolute worst. And yeah.
It's bad, dude.
I'm also upset the Eagles didn't get DeAndre Hopkins. But like I said, because Bill O'Brien's just so stupid. I don't even think he called around. But all right.
Yeah. I understand that.
That was the biggest news of the day. It stunned the NFL world. Deshaun Watson is probably just at home crying into a pillow. I'm pretty sure they said he targeted him on like 60-something% of passing plays.
He would just chuck it up to him. If he had any kind of pressure, he would just throw it.
We're about to see how good Deshaun Watson is next year.
That's a great point, man. That's a very good point. And look, and if David Johnson can bounce back and somehow capture a little bit of what he could do, he is a great receiving back out of the backfield. And he's a great runner. If he can do, he's only 28. He's only 28.
Still.
So there's a chance where he could click and do something there, but it's not looking good. And you don't give up a player like DeAndre Hopkins for a second round pick and a maybe washed up running back. You just don't do it. They swap fourths too. Like, yeah. I don't get it.
It's just awful. Bad.
So,
all right, what else?
Few of the other notes, real quick, franchise tags. No surprise here. Dak got franchise tag. So that means Amari Cooper is going to be a free agent.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about Cooper. He's available.
Oh, that was the other thing in the CBA. You can't use transition tags and franchise tags.
Yeah, you couldn't do that before. The only reason that was an option was if the CBA didn't pass and you're in it.
Okay. All right, I see what you're doing. Okay. So Dak got it. Chris Jones for the Chiefs got it. Shaquille Barrett for the Bucks.
Harris for the Vikings.
Anthony Harris got it. Yeah, I'm just scrolling through. Bud Dupree,
Tooney or whatever for the Patriots.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a little bit of a shocker, but it looks like they're going to try to tag and trade him.
A couple guys could be tagged. Yeah,
Derrick Henry got the franchise tag.
Yannick Ngakoue.
Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
And then the other big, I wouldn't say big, but shocker, A.J. Green.
Yeah, I don't know what Cincinnati's doing with him. I mean, here's a guy who hasn't really played in 2 years. He's really good when he did play, but he's been injury prone. He's in his 30s now.
Yeah.
He's commanding a big cap number for 1 year.
What is it, 17, right?
I think maybe they just want to give Joe Burrow a veteran.
Well, he said he wouldn't go there if they didn't have him. So I get it, but that's, man, $17 million. Wow.
It's a lot.
For a 30-year-old wide receiver. Yeah.
Anything else?
That's the biggest ones. I mean, you still biggest names that are out there. You got Brady, Breeze, Rivers, Cooper.
Breeze he already said he's going back to
New Orleans. Clowney, said, Jameis Winston. Yeah. They said they're going to move on from him.
Oh yeah, Winston. Yeah. What's crazy is that we're officially in a time where there are more quarterbacks than teams that need quarterbacks.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
but quarterback saturation. So,
yeah, but the Saints put the transition tag on Taysom Hill too.
Yeah, that guy.
I saw that not too long ago.
Yeah, first round tender or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
Dolphins are signing Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy.
Van Noy. Wow, Dolphins making a lot of moves. They're still going to suck.
Jimmy Graham to the Bears for 2 years, $16 million.
Okay. So this is all breaking news.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. That's all for right now. Man, that deal for Byron Jones is insane.
Insane, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about next week. Obviously, this was just the negotiating period, the legal tampering period. Free agency technically doesn't start till 4 o'clock on Wednesday the 18th. That's when these deals can all become official, the start of the new league year. Steelers will have to make some moves to get under the cap. I'm sure the Eagles will be making some moves here soon. So we'll see what happens. Other than that, that's all we got for today. Jay, you want to let them know where they can find us?
So check us out on Twitter at Birds_Berg, Facebook page, Birds and the Berg Podcast. Please like, subscribe, and review on all podcasting sites. Leave us any questions, comments, or anything on there, and we will talk back to you.
All right, that sounds good. Everybody be safe out there. Avoid the coronavirus. Keep your social distance away from everybody. Wash your goddamn hands. Wipe your asses with all that toilet paper you got. Thank you for listening to the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast, and we will catch you next week.